Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Don't forget about your homework. Watch Survivor sometime between tonight when it airs and 6 o'clock Friday morning, because that's when all holds are off. No holds barred, I think is what I'm trying to say. So that's when we talk about it, 6 a.m. on Friday, and we look forward to it. It's been such a good season. If you're looking for something to binge, try Survivor this season. It's amazing. The end.
The end?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you could also binge Ozark. That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people are binging Ozark. I've heard from a lot of people who are said, well, listening to you guys talk about it, I started on season one and I'm all caught up.
It's really
good. Guys pay attention to the O at the beginning of each episode?
Absolutely.
And what's in those little squares?
Uh-huh.
Try and figure out what each thing is and where it's going to fall into the...
Often I can't tell what the graphic is on some of those.
Right. Do you ever pause it?
Oh, yeah. Pause it and we look at it. We're like, okay, I think that's like a recording device.
Right.
That's a Parcheesi board.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
No, well, I haven't gotten that detailed, but I do look.
It's fun.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is where you guys can be heard. You know, we don't really do calls anymore because phone service doesn't sound great over the air, but...
No. Landlines used to work great, but your cell phone sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah! Bleep yeah, Vinny! Can't wait to hear your new alt music show.
I know. Me either.
You going to do some deep cuts as well? I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to talk with our boss about the we'll meet for a minute and then we'll come
up
with
a playlist.
Are you
going to be the music director on it or is it going to be?
No, not entirely, but that's not my thing. That's our boss's thing. He's really good at that stuff. So he'll keep me from repeating things or having that, why did I play this moment? You know, like, oh man. Seemed like a good idea.
Right.
And now it doesn't.
At the time.
LOL, Vinny. That ad was your version of Sarah's News at 10. LOL.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it breaks next time.
Look, I want to be clear. I used to visit San Francisco before Alice even existed. I would come up from San Diego, and whether it was just to be in the Bay Area for a day or a weekend or come up for concerts, whatever... The first thing I did was put on Live 105 every time. Like, you get in the car, you put it on.
I love
that station. And although they've changed the name now to Alt 105, I'm still super proud to get to be on there. So whatever nonsense I just said, that was all, you know, off the cuff.
You're just downplaying it. I mean, it's exciting. That's huge. It's great. I'm actually really excited for you. I'm totally going to listen to it.
Vinny, your show's at 7. Isn't that past your bedtime? I will be broadcasting from home, obviously, and we'll probably be pre-recording it. But yes, that is past my bedtime. I'd prefer to do it live, too, by the way. Live mic is where it's at.
I agree. There's something about a hot mic that just makes you just have to do it. And if you're screwing up, even if you're stumbling repeatedly over words, you just got to keep going. Like, it's magic. You have to make it work.
Right.
And if it's not working, well, that's on you. So, you know. Uh-huh. And everyone's laughing at you.
Right.
It's so fun.
Will Vinny's new show be available on radio.com? I'll stream y'all from Vegas. Yeah, it's just going to be on. It'll be on, you know, at 7 on Thursday nights. And it's called Vinny's Side Piece. Wait till you see the logo. It's awesome.
I can't wait. Vinny's Side Piece? How dare you cheating on me? What?
Man, oh, you already called me out on that first thing this morning.
You said you loved Jane more than me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. What you should have said is, I love Jane more than you do.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't
get all
the words.
I was like, oh my God, my heart's broken. I got to go through no wonder I went in and took a 3.5 hour nap.
I tried to throw it in and duck out. And then, of course, it turns out I can't duck.
You don't have the duck button.
Right.
And luckily, Nicole was like, what do I do? I'm like, you don't hit the button. That's for sure. Well, this conversation is not over.
I have
He's
been
like,
ba-
Benny's telling me to hit it. Don't do it.
I have been baking sourdough bread for over a year now, and my husband got a hold of a 50-pound bags of all-purpose flour and bread flour. I'm going to be baking for a long time.
You know, have you noticed that neighbors are... I have loved this. Did I tell you my neighbor made us lemon drops on the front porch using the lemons we had given him? Off our lemon tree.
Oh, how fun.
I know. So we're sitting out there. It's Friday night and we're hanging out and I pass him a couple masks and he goes, hey, you know what? I'm gonna make, he's a bartender at a place that we go to that's, you know, he's not working right now. And I know. And he's like, let me go inside. I go, can I give you my martini glasses? He goes, that's a great idea. He brings them in, makes the drinks, brings them back. I'm like, it's a party on the front porch. Oh, that's a good country song. Front porch party.
Are lemon drops the same as a mind eraser?
I don't know.
Have you ever had a mind eraser?
I don't believe I have. What's in a mind eraser?
I don't know.
I don't know what a proper lemon drop. I couldn't make one myself. I know it's mostly vodka. That's really all I know about it.
I just know many years ago, someone bought me, hey, you want a mind eraser? And of course, at the time I was drinking and was like, I'd love one. And it did, in fact, erase my mind.
Oh, that's not good.
Well,
It says part Kahlua, part Absolut vodka, and part club soda for the mind eraser.
Oh, it's not even close. All right.
No, yeah. And the lemon drop.
Sounds horrible. What's a lemon drop?
Vodka, simple syrup, and lemon. And sugar or garnish sugar for the rim, I guess.
I'm cracking up regarding Isla's tooth. Vinny is obsessed with it. Love the wife screamed, oh my God, in front of the kid. Loud pronouncements always shut kids down.
Right.
Yeah, well, we heard it crack. That thing's ready to come out. Now it's just hanging by a string and she won't let it go.
It sounds like you're going to leave the root of it in there because you broke it.
I don't think so.
It'll get forced out sooner or later.
Hey, morning family. Vinny, leave Isla's tooth alone. It will come out when it's ready. No, listen. The teeth... The adult teeth are there and in full. They're behind.
And this thing is hanging out the front.
Right. They're blocking her tongue's ability to move around in her mouth. They're too far back. It's not good. They need to come out.
So do you think she's going to wind up having to need braces for this?
Oh, that's 1,000%, Bob. 1,000. Me and her mom both wore braces. So there was no chance for these kids before this happened.
Kids get braces really young now, too.
Yeah. And I didn't like it at the time, but I love that I can smile and feel good about it. Braces
are... You used Invisalign later, right? Do you still keep that little retainer thing in
there? I use the bottom Invisalign at night, mostly because I clench when I'm stressed, and that alleviates some of the teeth pressure.
Grinding, right.
Oh, this is weird. 408. Yay, Newsom. Best governor ever. Loving his people. Thank you, Gavin.
Did he do something specific today or yesterday?
I just think he's handled this as good as anyone could.
Yeah, and he definitely seems to be on top of it.
You know? I mean,
he seems to be up to date on how viruses get passed.
He's in the mix, out there daily, being heard from. It's all important.
Yep.
Hi, all. Thank you for keeping on for us. It makes every day a little better. Vinny, sometimes the second child starts to speak later because everyone, including the first child, run on autopilot and can tell instinctively what the second child needs. Help her find words if she points to something. Yeah, we're working on it, but she's... points to something or grunts. I'm missing my gig as a preschool teacher.
I guess so, huh? I've heard that. And my second kid, too, was really late to talk, and we were worried. But in the end, you know, when he had to, he started saying stuff.
People are definitely showering less. I'm averaging 2 per week.
Oh, boy. That's...
Wow.
I'm actually averaging probably 3.
3 per week?
Yeah. I take one on Friday. I'll probably take one on Sunday. And then, I took one yesterday. Maybe 4 a week.
Are you taking that shower before or after your wifely duties?
Before.
Oh.
Mm. Gotta get everything all nice and tidy, you know.
And then you go after the nook, you go
I'll do a quick rinse afterward. We do it in the shower a lot, although this past week we did it in bed, which is not the usual place for us.
Your bed is not your usual place for doing it?
We do in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, a big shower with a bench in there. The mess at the end.
No. Nope. That's a drainage issue.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we always do it in bed. And,
oh, that's good. That's nice.
There's usually a shower before, and unfortunately...
You got to do a quick shower after. You get sweaty, you know?
Well, it's not really that. There's something that I give to her, and for some reason she feels it's important to give me change. If you know what I mean.
Oh, fun.
Oh, look, here's something you should have back. Here's your change.
Oh, my God, I'm going to try that. I love that. That's hilarious.
Don't try that.
That chick is so funny.
Don't
I love
do that.
I love her.
It's
I'm
awful.
Doing it.
It means now I have to go shower.
Yeah, we're both going to go shower now. Let me a quick
I
shower.
I gave that to you.
I didn't want it.
I didn't want any back.
I was fine without it.
You earned it.
Now.
Keep the change.
Yes.
No thanks. Tipping not necessary. Literally.
God, you like that. Of course you'd like that. You're the worst.
Funny. God, she cracks me up. That chick is a really quietly hilarious person.
You think that's funny? Mm-hmm. You don't think that's rude?
She, like, even just, like, little comments that she makes on, like, Instagram posts and stuff, she'll say some funny, and I look at it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so clever. Like, she's so funny.
Has Isla heard the recording of Vinny's reveal that he and Christina were having a baby? Her? It's
what
a girl?
Is? What is?
I have a question.
One of the weirdest moments...
Yeah. You can always count on Hooman for a weird moment.
Yep.
It's a girl. What is?
You know,
what do you think? Take a guess.
As I said that, I thought that would be a fun way to reveal it. The idea that that wasn't universally known as a statement of, like, it's a statement in full. There's
what,
no more.
The new puppy we got, the car, the boat. Like, what girl. Else do you think it is? It's a girl. My deep-seated need to be something other than what I am. It's a girl. I don't know what else it could be. Maybe he just didn't want to, you know, he didn't want you to leave the three Muffketeers.
That was such a weird coincidence, though, that we were grilling Vinny about having some sort of
announcement
to
he
make.
He had alluded to something, though. Like,
no,
I might have something to tell you guys. And we were like, all right, great. It's Monday morning at 5 a.m. He's making the announcement.
The way you guys ran with that without knowing that I actually did have something to tell you, the truth is that would have been a major flop if I didn't have.
Yeah, we ran promos and everything.
We made promos for it. It was so weird.
It was weird because we just knew. We just didn't know. But we did.
That's
clearly, we obviously, you know, we haven't done it since. We didn't do it before. I mean, somehow we knew. I think you had said, I might have something to announce soon. Like, you weren't going to tell us anything that day. And we said, fine, great, Monday. And we ran with it. But it worked
out. Yeah, but you didn't know what I was going to say.
Well, Hooman clearly didn't know.
Right. 415 says, I've been sober 13 years and I've never wanted to drink like I do now. Mm. There is no time off, no break right now, and a lot of healthy escapes I'm used to are off limits now. Also, with AA or NA meetings happening, not happening.
Right.
People are needing to call for support.
That is, you were talking about how increases in calls for, I don't remember exactly what the terminology was, but up like 900, helplines, up like 900%.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. Because people are just spiraling. But right, yeah, it's absolutely, this has undone a lot of people. And I feel bad for my people, and I'm praying for you.
Hey, I found the promo that we were airing that weekend.
Oh, really?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I totally want to hear it. This was when we just randomly said, Vinny's got an announcement to make.
Right, exactly.
Turned out he did.
This aired all weekend here.
Sarah and Vinny.
Vinny has said he's going to make some kind of, I don't know what it is, he's going to make some kind of big announcement on Monday morning at 5:38.
One man. One voice, Monday at 5:38.
I might make the announcement before that.
It's going to be incredible.
Sarah and Vinny, back Monday morning from 5:30 to 10 on Alice at 97.3. And download their secret show daily at radioalice.com.
Not anymore. Yeah, that's
still there. You can still download it.
So there it is. Vinny was saying he was going to make some kind of announcement. Then we just took that ball and ran with it.
I think those are different pieces of the puzzle put into one thing, but okay. Vinny, please try to stop saying long uhs. I know it's hard to be at home, but please, the just makes it seem like you don't know what you're going to say. You're doing it a lot today, definitely more than usual.
Don't listen to them.
Well, it's okay.
That.
Listen, what I want to say on that is, for example, I have shifted to doing as much on the computer as possible, mm-hmm. but I still have paper, laptop, and iPad, and for some reason, this laptop keeps freezing. As we were coming down into my last news break, the thing froze. I couldn't even open up the five stories I had set up. I had to turn it off, turn it back on, and one of those long uhs was me waiting for my stories to come up. I don't know what to tell you. That's just the way working from home is going at the moment. So I apologize.
Maybe you should just break into song instead of saying, the urge to sing has come upon me. Jane says,
how about if you start taking requests when I can't find what I need to next?
All right, shout something out. Just you shout something out and I'll sing it for you.
More than a feeling, go.
It's more than a feeling, more than a feeling.
From the beginning.
I woke up this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. And lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away.
We don't need to hear the solo. Rusty Cage by Soundgarden. Go.
Oh, I don't know how that goes. Sing it. You sing that one.
I can't. I can't sing.
Well, that sucks.
You can't? You're not going to do it?
I don't know.
I'm going to break my rusty cage and run. How was that?
That was great. Is that a little primer for what we're going to hear on Alt 105, the Vinny side piece hour?
Oh, you mean me singing? No.
No, that song.
Oh, yeah, Soundgarden, yes. You'll hear
I couldn't even tell that was you singing. I thought that was the record. I thought you could put your iTunes up to it. That was amazing.
Man, you're particularly mean today. I can't believe it.
What are you talking about?
Well,
that was a compliment. It sounded so good.
First thing in the morning with Jane. I don't even know from there how I've been. I've been on my heels ever since. Heading to work. Thanks for keeping it going. I'm in medical. And the sick doesn't wait. Oh. Yeah, I know. Thank you for going to work today.
Yep. Thanks, Emil.
All right. I guess that gets us current. Some people wrote in about the Wisconsin election, and that's just there's no results. It didn't go well, and I hope it doesn't spell trouble for the upcoming election in November.
Mm. Me too.
That's about it. Okay.
All right, great. We'll take a quick break. Be back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Thank you to, we actually had several guests on this morning. I want to start by thanking Jane, who came on at 5:45 this morning to tell everyone that she loves me so much. And I just love her too. She's just great. She's been texting me hearts all morning. She can't get enough of me. Mm-hmm. Little hearts, little
Prove
love.
Prove it.
All right. Hold on. Let me turn my phone around so you can see it. Let me find it here. Jane, there we go. Can you see it?
You're bad at
playing.
Yeah,
I see it, you rat. All right.
Is it there?
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I like Krems now. How about that?
Oh, Krems loves me. I'd be careful there.
Oh, come on.
Lightning Mike, me and Mike Lightning have, we go back a long way.
You're not going to give me Krems?
Okay, you can have Krems.
All right, thanks. Jeez.
Get off of Jane then. So thank you to Jane for waking her butt up early. Not even. Apparently she's a night owl. Of course she is. Why vampires sleep during the day. We all know that.
Right.
Jane, you're playing a game called. And then we had Scott Capurro on. He does a comedy night every night at 8 o'clock at his house, live from Scott Capurro's house on Instagram, at Scott Capurro. And Brendan, who is he's from the water department. Mm-hmm. And who would have even, you know, he was one of our capeless heroes today. And you can go to radioalice.com/hero to see some of the stories that we've been highlighting in the last few weeks. And you can hear the segment there and get more information. Like yesterday we had, it used to be the Tech Museum. I can't remember exactly what it's called now, but @tech.org or thetech.org is where to start. It's in San Jose, and it was really interesting, and they've got a whole home program going on there. That's just one of the many things you can find.
You know, I was gonna say this, and it was just, it's too cumbersome during the segment, but, you know, I've never been more aware of things like water and electricity than I was after our electricity kept getting turned off, if you remember that last year.
Hard to forget.
Suddenly, you start to go, oh, the things I take for granted daily are a thing.
They could go away.
Right. I mean,
I
really have been more aware of that stuff since PG&E turned us off and we found ourselves in that. It's been a string of some, you know what, for a while, hasn't it?
It has. I'm telling you, it's been, you know, I was all ready for 2020 and now I'm like, cancel.
Right.
Just skip forward. Forget this year. Jesus. All right, listen. One bright light is a shining star in the sky. Survivor's on tonight. 8 o'clock tonight on CBS. Welcome to that other home we don't live at anymore. See, we still love the show. This has never been a paid announcement.
Right.
Love Survivor. You have until Friday morning at 6 a.m. to watch it. That's your homework. I mean, what are you doing? Come on. Unless you're an essential worker, you better get caught up on Survivor. Have a great day. It's supposed to be nice and sunny, correct? Possible scattered showers?
Hold on. I'll pull it up for you real quick. I think that it looked like early in the week we had a whole nice, clean, sunny week. And then for Thursday, or maybe it's like late tonight, there's a chance for some rain.
Yeah, it was actually blue skies really early this morning, but it's gray and cloudy at my house right now. It actually looks like rain.
So for today, we have a 22% chance of rain with some sun and some mix of clouds and sun. But tomorrow, it's an umbrella. They're showing umbrella and a 50% chance of rain.
You gotta be kidding. God damn it. Put all my stupid pillows out. That's why it happened, because I put my outdoor cushions out.
Thanks a lot.
My apologies, everybody. I'm very sorry. I'm going to go and collect those right now and get them in the house, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.